Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ring Talk is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And, of course, this is a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. If you want to check with us on Twitter, it's Twitter. Then use the hash mark and Ring Talk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Our toll-free phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Jamaica, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So today's show, we're going to mix boxing with mixed martial arts. We'll go with boxing first. We'll bring in Johnny Signorella, the New York-based writer. He's very opinionated. Of course, got a lot to talk about last night's fight on Showtime. Of course, Juan Manuel Lopez. They call him Juan Ma. I call him the Whiner. He got lit up like a White House Christmas tree by Orlando Salido, a 37-11 fighter, now 38-11. Of course, he had upset Lopez last year in a TKO in 10 rounds. People laughed about it. They said it was an upset, that Lopez wasn't ready. Well, guess what? Last night, repeat performance, he got his butt whooped one more time. So we got UFC to talk about with Kyle Kingsbury at about 35 minutes past the hour. So we're going to split the show 50-50, boxing and MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, the open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Network and the American Forces Network.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Uh-huh, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power, of course, last night in the UK, making their tour of Europe. They're going to Oslo, Norway, the Netherlands, Denmark. Check them out, towerofpower.com. I've got a brand new video up at towerofpower.com, the band doing a song called Loveland, which was done back in the mid-1960s by Charles Watt, I think in the 145th Street Band. They're out of L.A. Anyway, it's a good remake of Loveland. You can check it out. The video is at towerofpower.com. Check out the Down to the Nightclub section in the message board or Pedro's Song of the Month. Of course, Tower of Power, the house band. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This is our special Sunday edition. Of course, we will later on go into MMA with King Kyle Kingsbury. It'll be about 35 minutes past the hour. But now we talk boxing with one of my esteemed writers from the Big Apple. I'm talking about Johnny Signorello. What's up, Big John?
Hey, Pedro. What's good, man? Great to be on today, man.
Great to have you on. Good day to have you on. Last night, of course, Juan Manuel Lopez, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Orlando Salido, and the judging had me a little miffed, though. Two judges had it 96-94 for Lopez, and then the other judge had it 95-95 for Lopez. I had it 88-83 for Lopez. So
the scores were despicable last night. I had the same score, Pedro, 88-83. And this time I thought Salido really put it on him a lot more than the first time, man. And I tell you what, that Salido, like I covered it in my piece this week, my preview, is that he gets stronger as fights go on. And Lopez always gets a little weaker. And as long as he keeps that chin up in the air, man, he's getting his bell rung. And neurologically, there might be something wrong with Lopez. The past couple of fights, I've seen body language on him that suggests that he might already be a shot fighter at his very young age.
You know, I talked about that, and he had more excuses than Bob Arum and his wife Lovey have had facelifts.
He was terrible afterwards. I mean, give me a break with that. Look at him. He looked like he was dead. I mean, he was walking into the referee. I mean, the referee probably saved his life last night.
We're talking with John Signorello, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You want to join us on Twitter, it's Twitter.com, the hash mark, and then Ring Talk, RINGTALK. Of course, the judge is Cesar Ramos, not Cesar Romero, the Joker of the Batman TV show, and you might have thought so, and Michael Penick, and he wasn't a Riddler from the Batman TV show either. As I said, both those guys had it 96-94. You know, Dennis Nelson, usually a competent judge, had it 95-95 or even... I was a little bit amazed at that. I mean, Salido did get knocked down in one round, a flash knockdown, but
it was a clean shot.
Yeah, but he really took it to Lopez. I mean, he outlanded him in power shots,
two to one.
He landed over 100 more punches. What were those judges watching?
I don't get it, man. And you know what? Also, styles make fights, and if they had paid attention to the first fight and also this one right here, they could see that he was commanding it. And like I said to you on the phone last night, Pedro, is that it's almost like, you know, Holyfield versus Tyson, 10 times out of 10. I just think some people have a style that just can't compete or beat another style. Like Vernon Forrest and what was that? With Shane Mosley, you know, it's one of the similar things. Or like Ricardo Mayorga and Vernon Forrest, you know. It just happens sometimes where a guy just cannot. And I think that if they fought 1,000 times, you know, it'd be terrible for Lopez, and he'd probably end up on a gurney next time. How they were even suggesting a third fight last night was, again, despicable.
Well, you know, I looked at Lopez, and I saw the same things that you saw as far as him being neurologically short-circuited most right. of the time. I mean, there were times when he got hit. He sort of looked, and I hate to rap on a former sparring partner because he was a three-time world champion, a three-division world champion. I'm talking about Wilfred Benitez. But Benitez and I used to spar back in the mid-1980s, okay? And I'll tell you the truth, I used to light him up big time. In fact, they used to tell me, hey, man, what are you doing? This is sparring. I say, look, hey, this is a former world champion. What do you want
hey,
me to
man,
do?
Go out there? Go hard or go home. It's boxing.
Go hard or go home. Exactly. So I take him apart here in Newman's Gym in May of 1984 as I was preparing for the Western Olympic Trials. And, I mean, I just took him apart piece by piece. And then now you look at him now. And he's in a retarded state. He's in a wheelchair. I mean, yeah. He can't talk right. He can't even communicate anymore. And I think Juan Manuel Lopez, he had that look to him last night. That almost.
Yeah, he looked sick.
I don't want to use the word autistic, but he had a retarded look to him last night.
If you watch that first fight, I think it was the seventh round. He goes back in between rounds into his corner, and his corner men are actually physically holding his head up. And he was like a rag doll, and that's the first fight, okay? Now, I give Lopez all the credit in the world for last night. That ninth round was amazing, and he had to go out on his shield, you know, and I respect that. But I knew after that ninth round, I said to myself, this guy, there's no way, not a chance in hell he's got anything left. And as far as competing, you know, in boxing anymore for Lopez, I mean, you know, he's a decent fighter at best. I always thought he was overrated, even going back to the Rogers-Mutagwa fight. And he wasn't exposed too much in that fight because Mutagwa can't really hit. But if he's going to deal with guys like, Gamboa, I mean, he's kind of in the same boat for me. I think he's a little overrated. But a guy like Brandon Rios or Salido or guys that really go and try to put the hurt on you, he's going to end up in a very bad situation. Like Fernando Vargas, look at him. You know, after that Trinidad fight, I mean, that was it. You look at him, he'd fall down half the time. He couldn't take a shot anymore. And Michael Grant, those guys.
Good point. We're talking with Johnny Signorello. Well, Michael Bent had some serious problems. He was knocked out in a Las Vegas gym preparing for that fight. I think with Tommy Morrison or when he went across the pond, I think with Bruno or something, maybe. I forget who it was. Anyway, he was knocked out. He went into convulsions, and Dr. Robert Voy ended up taking him to a hospital. They admitted him without using his real name in the whole nine yards in order for him to go over and get the payday. So he was damaged goods going in, no question about that.
Yeah, man, you know, they got to watch these guys, especially, you know, the young kids that are already taking it. Like, certain fighters like a Gotti, you know, his career went a lot longer than we all thought it would. But the problem was, look what happened. I mean, he had problems neurologically where he was beating on his groin. As much as I love Arturo Gotti, like, there was no doubt the residual effects of boxing put him in the place that he's at today. Whether she killed him or not, you know, unfortunately, there's problems there when they let these guys go on too far. They end up being crazy. Look what happened to Riddick Bowe. When he kidnapped his kids and all that. And then they actually let him come back in the ring after that.
Johnny, I was a ring announcer for his comeback fight in Oklahoma, and Riddick Bowe tried to get me to announce his weight at 251 pounds, and he was closer to 301 pounds, and I refused to do it. And you should have seen the look this guy. I mean, he's 6'5", 300 pounds, looking at me from across the ring. I said, I think I announced his weight at an unknown weight. I think that's what I just sort of like the wrestling, you know, like from parts unknown. I said, weight unknown. And I mean, I wasn't going to say 251 pounds when the guy was like 300 pounds. I mean, it just wasn't going to do it. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone line. Let's go to Redwood City, California, the county capital of San Mateo County, and bring in Nick. Nick, say hi to Johnny.
Hey, what's going on? Is that Johnny Signorello?
Yes, it is. How's it going, guy?
Hey, I was sitting behind you at the Andre Ward fight over there. I do the Press Row Boxing website and a couple other places. How you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm doing great. What about yourself, sir?
Hey, enough of the great. Nick, enough of the handshakes here. Get to business.
Well, man, I kind of heard. I couldn't get you online, but I heard you talking about what I was going to be talking about to a degree, and that's Juan Lopez when he was, you know, complaining about the referees. I wasn't paying attention so much to that as to the way he was saying. He was slurring his words. You know, to me, the definition of insanity is kind of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what's going on in this training camp where the guy's not, you know, they didn't do anything.
They're just not looking after his best interest. That's the problem. They're just trying to make money.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, it's him being damaged terribly.
But you know what?
To continue along that path, that's a wrap for him.
Let me chime in here for a second, guys. Here's what's up, though. You've got a fighter as talented as him, fast hands, good combinations, a whole nine yards. He was an amateur star. He went to, like, what, 31-0 or 30-0 before he got beat, this and that. So he was basically, his habits were inherited, and they were already inherited. They're already into his blood. It's so hard to change an old dog and teach him new tricks. And I think that Lopez is sort of reluctant when it comes to wanting to change and this and that. He's pig-headed, and, you know, being pig-headed and having trainers that want to change him, maybe they did want to change him, but, you know, even if he changed styles, Nick and Johnny, I don't know if it made any difference. Orlando Salido, he brought a can of ass whip with him last night, and he sprayed it all in his face.
You got a great point there, Pedro. He made no adjustments going into this fight from the previous first one, not a one. You know Salido's going to bring it. It ain't going to be a different fight. Salido's not coming in the jab. What, did he land five jabs last night? I mean, he ain't coming in to jab. He's coming in there to take your head off. And he made no adjustments to deal with that style. And the only thing he did do that I noticed a little bit is that he protected his chin a little bit better, I believe, with his right hand. He kept it around the jawline. But at the same time, man, his chin is always up in the air. And it's just, you know, he's just getting beat on right now like a rag doll. And it's pathetic, man. They shouldn't allow that to continue anymore for him.
Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, you know, I compared this fight from the beginning to another Lopez, Danny Little Red Lopez. When he met Salvador Sanchez, Salvador bends at the waist. You know, he moves his head side to side, and Danny Lopez kind of puts his head right in the center, similar to Juanma Lopez. And they both relied on knockouts up to that point in their careers, and then they just ran into something else.
It's funny that you brought up Salvador Sanchez because he was the original blood doper. He was the original guy that had his blood withdrawn from his body, frozen, then replaced with more red cells than normal. And he was the original blood doper from back in the 80s. And remember, he never, ever got tired in a fight. I mean, he got in wars, and he never, ever got tired. And that was his secret, is that he was blood doping. And I got that from a WBC, somebody from the WBC executive committee. So it's not like I picked that up off the street.
Well, that could be the case, but at the same time, he fought a certain style, and that's what did it for him. And in the case of Juan Manuel Lopez, he doesn't fight that way because you fight the way you train. And in the camp, like whoever just alluded to it, there probably isn't this guy, you know, because he's not doing proper fundamentals, and it's going to, you know, for me, in my point of view, it's going to spiral down. I mean, look at who did he knock out? He just ran into somebody at a different level, and other guys are going to come at him and do the same thing Salido did. They're going to move their head on this guy. They're going to rotate on their punches. And, you know, if this guy doesn't change, he needs to step back from the sport, take another look, get a second opinion.
Get another job.
Any fighter that goes in there is going to dog him out.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Salido's 38-11, okay? He's been stopped four times. I mean, and the guy is not invincible. The guy's not this Superman or anything like that. He wasn't a second coming of Ray Leonard last night, anything like that. But yet, you know, he licked Juan Manuel Lopez now twice like a stamp. The third fight,
it reminds me of like a Glenn Johnson type of guy, or even like a Mickey Ward. You know, it just comes out, gives a good effort, goes out there, fights you hard. And if you're going to allow him to do what he does best, you're going to get beat by a guy like that.
Hey, Nick, I thank you for the call, man. Good luck with your training down there in Redwood City. I'll talk to you soon.
Be good, Nick.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are broadcasting live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. And all this stuff is available right now if you go to the website ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. It's got all the links, the podcast, you name it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a video that I put up last night at towerofpower.com. You can check it out on the message board. It's in the Down to the Nightclub section and the Pedro Song of the Month section. It's Loveland by Tower of Power, circa 2008. This reached number 4 on the Billboard charts.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. You ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Baylow, and if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Little early Tower of Power here from the second Tower of Power album. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It was called Bump City. Little side note on Joe Louis there. I remember when Joe Louis had his own soda. It was called Punch Soda. And it was like marketed, you know, as Joe Louis's soda, right? So they asked him on TV one night, hey, Joe, what's your favorite soda? He goes, Coca-Cola. Ah, I couldn't believe it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We'll pick up boxing right now and keep with it until about 35, 36 minutes past the hour. And then we'll go to MMA with King Kyle Kingsbury. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, next, March 17th, we've got Sergio Martinez, a true world middleweight champion, taking on Matthew Macklin. What does Macklin bring to the dance besides being Irish and this being St. Patrick's Day?
Well, he's undefeated. I haven't really done much research on him yet, but rest assured for the Ring Talk readers, I'll have something put together this week, of course, in my preview. I think it's a standard issue Martinez opponent right now, not different from, what was that, Barker the last time out?
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to make a good account for himself. I believe he's undefeated, you know. But right now, Martinez, he's just in his own, and he's kind of like in no man's land right now. Does he go up? Does he go down? Where is he going to go? I mean, I personally think Martinez is too big. Mayweather was calling him out. I just cannot see that fight happening. You know, and then if he moves up, I think he could do, you know, maybe 168, like a Lucien Boutte or something like that. You know, see what happens with the call for options, because I think naturally that's where he's going to be, and I think that's the only fights right now that would be exciting, in my opinion at least. I mean, it'd be a little bit of weight for Martinez. He's a little smaller than those guys, but I think that's the only place for him to go, really, and make a name and really get the credit he deserves, because I think he's a fantastic fighter.
Johnny Signorella of ringtalk.com is our guest. You know, Johnny, on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Andre Ward, and of course this show is available on the website, ringtalk.com, both in the podcast and the download. But Andre talked about same-day weigh-ins, and he said he'd go to same-day weigh-ins, but he'd have to move up to 175 pounds. So just about every fighter fighting nowadays will probably have to move up a weight class. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is that Brandon Rios is supposed to fight Yuri Gamboa. That's supposedly, I think, in April. Now, Gamboa.
Is that crap yet? Or that's still on that fight, Pedro? Not to cut you off. I was wondering.
Well, no, it was Gamboa. Was a no-show at two press conferences.
Yeah,
you
know about that, yeah.
And plus, he's moving up 9 pounds. And people say to me, yeah, what's the big deal in 9 pounds? But I tell I moved up 8 pounds when Tommy got lit up like the White House Christmas tree.
Of course.
I mean, I took on a world-class fighter, Ernie Chavez, who ended up losing his only professional fight. I think he went 9-0 before he lost to Melzer Taylor, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist. But, I mean, when I fought Ernie weighed like 168 in the ring. I mean, and I was weighing like 144, 145 as I weighed in at 142 and gained a couple of pounds in the few days before the fight. But he gained about 20 pounds. And the bottom line is these weigh-ins, having them the day before, it's not fair. And then they say, well, if you didn't have them the day before, a lot of fights would be scratched because guys couldn't make weights. Well, the bottom line is the guys just aren't fighting their proper weight classes, and I think Andre Ward admitted that yesterday.
Last time I saw him, you know, regardless of all that, when I saw him ringside, Andre Ward, man, let me tell you something. That boy could fight, Pedro. You see him in person, I was right there ringside when he, spanked Carl Froch. And I tell you what, man, anytime I snap shots, you know, my brother-in-law snaps some shots. His form is so perfect. When he throws a hook, everything's right where it's supposed to be. When he throws a jab, everything's, I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know what's funny, Johnny, is that everybody talks about the Andre Ward bandwagon. I'm the one that started the Andre Ward bandwagon. I'm the one that said he
was... I was a little skeptical at first, I'm not going to lie, but I was sold during that. I mean, I saw him the first round. I knew it. I was like, oh, my God. Forget about it. Like, did Carl Froch doesn't have a chance?
No, I'm talking about when he won the gold medal. I mean, Gary Radnich.
Oh, okay. Well, my
buddy Gary Radnich over at KNBR, he laughed at me. He said I was shilling for the local fighter, and I told him, listen, I don't shill for anybody locally. He's the goods. He's the real deal. He moved up from like 165 pounds to 178, captured the gold medal. Then he dropped down to 160, and now eventually he is the world 168-pound champion. But I'm telling you, I think he is the real deal, and he's going to be smart. He's not going to be like Bernard Hopkins fighting at the age of 46. And why is Hopkins still fighting? The guy's 46 years old. He's got more money than he could ever spend, that his kids could spend, his grandkids could spend, and he's still fighting. What a greedy old knucklehead.
That last fight was an absolute disaster. It just sickens me to think about it. And if that's how he's going to compete, and if he's going to fall down, his shoulders are going to pop out, like, you know, spare us all that. Like, we don't need to see that. Like, boxing, in my opinion, is in a good place because the products have been better. Like, if you look at what happened last night, great fight. There's a couple great fights on the calendar. Rios and Gamboa, if it happens. Of course, Andre Berto and Victor Ortiz, you know, they all have potential to be a fight like what happened last night. And boxing does not need old men falling down and breaking their shoulders and crying and, you know, people dishing out money for the fights. I mean, it's insanity. And hopefully Chad Dawson, he needs to get bad because he's got an old man in front of him. And he's another one, too. He's got to wake up. You know, he's got a lot of gifts, and there's no reason why he should be getting in the ring and being so complacent about them, because he's somebody I watched for a minute. I thought he was going to be somebody, but right now he's just, you know, again, being very complacent and not living up to his potential.
Okay, give me in 20 seconds, who wins the Andre Berto Victor Ortiz rematch?
Oh, man, I thought about this a lot. Styles make fights. They compete against each other very well. I don't like the way Ortiz handled himself against Mayweather in that fight. He was not very professional, and he showed a little bit of greenness. But having said that, Andre Berto, something's up with him, too. I don't think he's the same guy he was a couple of years back. I think he's already peaked, and I think he's on the decline. He also gets hurt a lot.
Johnny.
Kansas twice. Yep.
I got to cut you off. I'm coming up on a hard break for the American
Victor
Forces
Ortiz,
Network,
Ortiz.
Man.
I got Victor Ortiz stopping him. Pedro, thank you so much, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
John Signorello of ringtalk.com. He does the previews for us. He does an excellent job, folks. One of the better writers in the sport of boxing. No question about that. Now we've done our boxing segment. Next up, we talk MMA and UFC with King Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hello to everybody out there on the American Forces Network.
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Randy trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
And we're bringing us back here to 1972 with some more Bump City, Skating on Thin Ice. Of course, Rick Stevens, the lead singer for Tower of Power back in the day. was convicted of murder in 1976, and he has spent like 37 years in jail, and now he's getting out June the 1st, so we want to wish Rick the very best in his return. But as far as him going back to the band's concerned, Larry Braggs is still number one. He'll always be there, I think, until the end with Tower of Power. Larry Braggs, of course, the lead singer, former lead singer of Executive Suite, who I used to introduce at a Fisherman's Wharf nightclub back in the late 1990s. Larry Braggs and Executive Suite. What a trip that was. And then, of course, he became the Tower of Power lead singer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Time to bring in Triple K. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender. And Kyle, a very good day to you, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, man. It looks like I was checking out the UFC website and you've got a fight for May.
That's right. May 26th is going to be just a freaking awesome card. They got all kinds of guys. A couple of my old ASU buddies are going to be on there. The CB Dolloway fighting Mayhem Miller, and of course my teammate and training partner Cain Velasquez will be on the card against Frank Mir in the heavyweight championship. So really just an awesome card to be on, top to bottom.
Now, they say that Frank Mir is the best. I heard somebody say the other night on, I think, on MMA Uncensored or one of the TV shows on MMA. It wasn't the one with Boss Rutten. It was another one. But they were saying that if they thought Frank Mir was the best all-around heavyweight going right now as far as health, as far as performance is concerned, is he the best heavyweight in the world? Junior Dos Santos was a champion.
Well, GDS is a specialist, you know, and the thing is, anytime somebody's a specialist, you say, oh, well, all you got to do is do this to beat him. Well, you have yet to see somebody take Junior down. And he's a brown belt working on his black belt underneath the Nogueira brothers. And he's no slouch on the ground either. So, but, I mean, you look at Mir's pedigree, it's a fair statement to say he's one of the most well-rounded heavyweights, definitely, because he has some decent wrestling. He's obviously a very good black belt, submitting and breaking Nogueira's arm. And he's got some good power in his hands. He's definitely worked on a stand-up game. He's a little unorthodox with the southpaw. So he's a tough match for anybody. But I wouldn't say he's definitely not the best heavyweight in the division. That's for sure. There's a few guys ahead of him, I'd put.
All right. What about the guy that you're fighting? Have you watched any tape on him yet? Do you know who he is?
Yes. Glover Teixeira is actually... It's going to be my toughest fight to date, no question. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He has ADCC experience. He's just incredibly well-rounded, knockout power in both hands, good wrestler. He trained a lot at the Pit, actually, in San Luis Obispo with John Hackelman and Chuck Liddell for a long period of time. And then went back to Brazil and was down there for a while working with Pedro Rizzo and the Juas Velitudo team. And he's just one of those. He's on a 15-fight win streak. He's dominated everyone he's fought. And I got to be, you know, as well-rounded as I can be. I'm working diligently on the ground. I'm in the gi 5 nights a week working my Brazilian jiu-jitsu, just trying to prepare for everything, you know, because he's one of those guys where if you make one mistake, the fight could end.
Okay. In your last appearance on the show, you said that Ronda Rousey was the real deal. And, man, she sure was. Is she like... She beat up on Mayas. I can't think of her last name right now. But the bottom line is she did it with an arm bar in the very first round, 4 minutes and 57 seconds. Is she the fastest rising MMA star since Brock Lesnar? I mean, that's what Dave Meltzer said. Is she?
Oh, I'd say she's definitely up there. I mean, I think she would beat Cyborg or anyone else for that matter. That's a pretty big statement to say that, you know, say a woman could beat Cyborg. But she's just extremely talented. She has a great pedigree. A lot of times people that are so good on the ground don't have a way to get it to the ground. You know, they don't have the wrestling or the judo. A lot of times the guys that are the great wrestlers or women that are great wrestlers, great judokas, they don't necessarily have the means to finish it once they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you look at Ronda Rousey, she's just amazing judo, able to get it to the ground, and then she finishes fights. She's finished everyone, I think, in the first round.
Yeah, so she challenges her opponent's husband or her boyfriend, Brian Caraway. I mean, she's willing to fight men. I mean, holy, is this chick, she's doing good promos, man. She's almost like Ric Flair.
I always say Chael Sonnen can match up to somebody like Nature Boy. But she's doing a good job. She's doing a good job of creating hype for her fights. She's getting people to watch, and she's delivering, most importantly. You know, a lot of people talk but don't back it up. She's doing everything she needs to do to have a very successful career, so long as the women's MMA is able to continue.
You know, speaking of women's MMA, I remember when women's boxing started, and Christy Martin, of course, was the reigning queen of boxing, even though she got beaten a couple of fights where they gave the decision to her, and then she lost one fight to Soumya Anaya and was on DirecTV. And this was back in the days when there was only 15 people in the country with DirecTV. So when Anaya got her next fight, she got $5,000. When Christy Martin got her next fight, it was for $150,000. But people used to freak out about blood. And last week, Sarah Kaufman, she beat Alexis Davis, and it was a bloody brawl. And now people aren't freaking out about women bleeding anymore. So women's combat sports has become acceptable to the masses now.
Definitely. I think they saw the level of the skill there. You know, they were just, it was a brawl, but at the same time, it was very technical. Back and forth, and blood, yeah, it didn't seem to bother too many people.
Okay. FX, the FX show from Australia, from Sydney, Australia, with Martin Campman and Diego Alves, it did 1.43 million Mahomes on FX TV. Those are pretty good numbers. I mean, this is a new show on Friday night, but that's pretty good. I mean, you got to be blown away by those numbers. I mean, the UFC's got to be impressed.
Yeah, they're happy. And like I said before, it's just the tip of the iceberg with the Fox deal. And I think they got 7 or 8 years here to really continue to grow and promote and draw more people in. And with all these free shows on FX, Fuel, and Fox, you're just going to see a surge in how many people are watching the sport. And overall, just the fan base is just going to grow and grow and grow. And you've seen Dana White really take our sport to another level. And I think it's just on the verge of exploding into the mainstream.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Channel 2 on the cable radio network, of course, live worldwide on the Internet. King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight contender, is our guest on the show. And of course, the UFC light heavyweight contender is 205 pounds. He has a fight on May 26th. Will that be on Fox TV?
My fight, it's going to be a pay-per-view, but I'll most likely be on the FX prelims. So you'll be able to watch that fight for free.
Well, that's a good deal. All right. Josh Barnett denied a license before in California. He's got a license now. California's licensed him. They claimed he failed 3 drug tests regarding steroids. He claimed that he didn't fail 3. Are you surprised he was licensed?
No, I think he spent enough time, you know, away from
on the bench.
California. Exactly. He's taking his time, taking his lumps, and they're ready to give him granted permission to fight again in the state. And obviously he's going to be one of those guys that's looked after quite a bit, just like Alistair Overeem is. And that's fine. You know, I think as long as he can come in, be clean, and get to the fight, then we're going to get to see an amazing heavyweight fight, the conclusion of the Pride heavyweight, or not Pride, but Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix, with my teammate Daniel Cormier fighting him.
Okay, now, I'm glad you brought up Alistair Overeem. Of course, he's taking on Junior Dos Santos. But, you know, Alistair Overeem, I sort of thought they harassed him a little bit on the steroid issue, making him fly to London and submitting drug tests and this kind of stuff. Did they overdo it with him?
Well, I think, you know, when I first saw that, I thought, yeah, you know, you're just basing it off of looks or whatever, and that's kind of why they're harassing him. But as the story started to unfold, you know, I think they wanted to test him stateside, and then once he found out what the testing date was, he got a 48-hour notice flight back to the Netherlands and skipped town. So all things considered, the fact that he left, you know, I mean, he hadn't even purchased a flight until, you know, Monday, and then Wednesday he's out of town in another country. It seems a little fishy.
Okay, good point. Now, Frankie Edgar is going to get a rematch with Ben Henderson. Dana White thought that Frankie Edgar won the fight. I thought Henderson won the fight. Isn't Frankie Edgar a little bit too big for 155? But if he dropped to 145, he'd probably have to face the great Jose Aldo, and Aldo's taking no prisoners.
Yeah, Aldo is just a special, special guy to watch. But so's Frankie, and you see Frankie do some amazing things at 155, and he walks around at 156 all – you know, all camp. So he doesn't have to cut anything. It'd be interesting to see Frankie fight at that weight, you know, coming in at a size where he's not going to be outmatched skill or size-wise and length-wise. He's just going to be able to go toe-to-toe with somebody and really put the skills and the cardio to the test. And Frankie doesn't get tired at all. That's another thing to consider. I've seen Jose Aldo gas before. I've never seen Frankie gas.
Okay.
So really, I think that would be one of the big factors to watch if they do end up fighting at 145.
A couple more questions for UFC light heavyweight contender Kyle Kingsbury, folks. Who was the best fighter on the Ultimate Fighter Friday night when he made his debut on FX? I mean, there was like, God, all in all, 32 guys started out. Is there one guy that stands out for you?
There's a few that stood out. Obviously, you had the 8-second knockout with Sam Cecilia and the 24-second knockout with Chris Tickle. Those were both really, really good, and they'll be fun to watch those guys. You know, we didn't get to see too much from them other than some power in their hands. Some guys that really impressed me were Cristiano Marcelo. He's 32 years old. He's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. He's an expert. And the thing that I liked about him was he was very well-rounded. He came out, he threw a lot of good body kicks. He was very aggressive on the feet. He threw the guy to the ground, right to the mount, transitioned very well into everything. Obviously, once he hit the mat, it was over. But he's just, you know, just I think him being 32 years old really adds to his experience, and that should play a factor on the show. We saw a guy on my season, Krzysztof Szczesinski, was 32 years old, and really his experience took him a long ways, you know, in terms of how he mentally prepped for the fights. And lastly, Justin Krause came out with that karate style, had good takedowns. I think he's going to be the guy to keep your eye on.
Okay. Last question for Kyle Kingsbury comes in here on the email. Who wins this heavyweight title fight between Alistair Overeem and Junior Dos Santos?
I got to give it to Dos Santos. I really think if you look at the pedigree of the stand-up of Overeem, it's hard to say that, you know, it's hard to pick against him when he's not going to get taken down or anything like that. But I think Dos Santos is going to find his range and just put hands on him and fold him. I think it's going to be a beautiful knockout for Dos Santos.
May 26th, folks, my current guest, King Kyle Kingsbury, will be on FX Cable. He'll be fighting, so check him out. He is Triple K. I'll call him King Kyle Kingsbury. King, thank you for your time, sir. I love you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Pedro. Take care, brother.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power telling us ain't nothing stopping us now. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet, of course. And don't forget, we are every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Folks, I want to wish a very happy birthday. It was earlier this week to my main man, my brother from another mother, the guy that runs a website at ringtalk.com. I'm talking about Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. Happy birthday, Kevin. You're a great guy, you're a great friend, and I love you. So happy birthday. I'm glad you and the family got together yesterday, had a wonderful time, of course, enjoying the Orlando Salido fight, man, and Juan Manuel Lopez. That was one hell of a fight. So happy birthday to KP, and I'll never tell you what KP stands for, but it's the king of something. He's a bad dude. He's the king of ringtalk.com. Want to talk about stuff on the website? Don't forget, we've got podcasts up there. We've got shows with Cesar Gracie on MMA. We've got shows with Andre Ward, we've got Tony Lopez. These are podcasts, recent podcasts up on the website. We've got the Juan Manuel Lopez, of course, fight last night with Orlando Salido, the review of that. We've got the weekend results with Ace Ayala. We got it all going on. We got KP's birthday notes from earlier in the week. I mean, we've got a full slate for you at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And if you are joining us for the very first time today, I welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We've been here 27-plus years. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. You can check this show out every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We do an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. That's the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, don't forget, as far as boxing is concerned, Sergio Martinez is on HBO next Saturday, so you want to check that out. Of course, Sergio Martinez is a world middleweight champion, a bad dude. Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships are going to go head-to-head with the UFC and WWE SmackDown. That's on MTV2 from 8 to 10 p.m. That's on Friday night. So lots of MMA coming up as well with the UFC, Strikeforce, and Bellator. Until next week. My buddy Lenny Williams, the great Lenny Williams, the Tower of Power, telling me it is so very hard to go. Every time I get off the air, it is so very hard to go. But once again, happy birthday to Kevin. Hello out there to Ray. I hope my Auntie Julie and Uncle Pal feel better. I have a great producer, Scott Cuddy. What more can I say? I got the greatest group of listeners in the entire world. Thank you so much.